room where it happened. You've no need to fret. He's no here anymore, but everything else is just the way it was. Ready? Well then, you look at this. Aye, it's quite a sight, isn't it? Who'd have thought the poor soul had so much blood in him? Oh my God. Miss? Miss? Oh my good God.
Listen to this. Sensational development in the Lucas case.
Hmm? What is it?
Killer identified.
Who was it? Anyone relevant to it?
No, I'm afraid not. It was his wife.
His wife? I thought he was unmarried.
Yes, yeah, so did his host of lady friends. He was married in Paris under the name of Henri Fournet.
A double lie. Mm.
You remember, he was orphaned abroad for months at a stretch.
It seems that Madame Fournet has just been diagnosed as insane. Wait. Yes. Mania of a dangerous and permanent form, attacks of frenzy. The French police discovered that she'd just returned from a visit to London. And apparently she was actually seen outside the house. Here. There, see?
Doesn't help us much.
Oh, surely it's final as regards the man's death.
The man's death is a mere incident, a trivial episode.
Holmes, no man's death is trivial.
In comparison with our real task, to trace this document and prevent a catastrophe, only one important thing has happened in the last 3 days, and that is that nothing has happened.
I get reports
hourly from Mycroft. There's no sign of trouble anywhere in Europe.
So at least we know that the letter can't be loose.
But if it isn't loose, then where can it be? Who has it? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
So do you think it was a coincidence, after all, that Lucas was killed on the night of the theft?
Did the letter reach him? If it did, why isn't it amongst his papers? Did this mad wife of his carry it off with her? Or is it in her house in Paris?
Well, perhaps we should go to Paris.
Well, how could I search for it without arousing the suspicions of the French police?
Oh, this is a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals are.
It does seem as if every man's hand is against us.
But the interests at stake are colossal.
Watson, if I bring this to a successful conclusion, it will certainly be the crowning glory of my career.
Yes, Mrs. Hudson?
Another telegram, Mr. Holmes.
Sir, my latest news from the front.
Holmes, that's in extremely bad taste.
I'm wrong, it's from Lestrade. He says he's found something that will interest us.
Well, it's a trifle, really. But the sort of thing you take an interest in. Queer, you know. Freakish, even.
What is it, Inspector?
Now, you know, after a murder, we're always careful to keep things in their exact position. Nothing's been moved. A constable here day and night. Standard procedure.
Yes.
Well, now that our French friends have solved it for us, the whole matter's closed. So we thought we could tidy up a bit. And when we lifted up this carpet, do you know what we found?
What did you find?
You'll never guess in 100 years.
Tell us, Inspector.
I'll show you, Doctor. Look at the bloodstain on the carpet there.
What about it?
Well, a good deal of blood must have soaked through, mustn't it?
Yes, of course.
Then you'll be surprised to see this. There's no corresponding stain on the parquet underneath.
No stain.
At the bottom of the carpet is marked as the top. There's got to be a stain.
Now I'll show you the explanation.
No stain on the woodwork.
Look, there is a second stain, but it's over here, under this corner. What do you make of that?
Simple enough. The two stains did correspond, but the carpet's been turned round through 90 degrees.
Exactly. But what I want to know is this. Who shifted the carpet and why? Mr. Holmes?
Lestrade, the constable outside. Had he been on duty there all the time?
Him and one other, in shifts.
There's an excellent chance. Talk to him, interrogate him.
Do you think he moved the carpet?
I think he knows who did. Tell him you know that someone's been in here. Say that a full confession is his only chance of forgiveness.
By George, if he does now, I'll have it out of him. Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Constable McPherson?
Now, Watson, now, the carpet.